When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Monday Matinee on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Previously on The Gray Area.
I have long life experience.
You don't look a day over 35.
We're still gonna meet.
Meryl Malone, yeah.
The demons started appearing in 1914 old calendar. There was a war.
The Great War. One fairly insignificant by later standards.
No, if we have less than 3 weeks to live, are you thinking what I'm thinking, Harris?
Kill the bastard what you are!
Do I know you?
You have a lot of nerve, Prince Kevil.
Prince Kevil? Now wait a minute,
Ramirez, you can't just erase everything. We have to preserve some of the pattern language.
Just in time.
Thomas, my dear boy, you're looking tip-top. Although I must say, your cravat could be more studiously fastened.
Always so fastidious, Father. Why must you get so steamed up over the most pedantic of sartorial details?
You're a Malone, Thomas, and we have a reputation to maintain.
It's your reputation, not mine.
Oh, it's yours, all right. It's ours. The Malone family name has been in good standing for 6 generations.
How long will this infernal soiree go on?
As long as it takes.
I didn't ask to carry on your legacy.
Nobody asks. Can't you see, my dear son, that I'm trying to look out for you?
I can take care of myself.
I'm not so sure. Your dancing at the Crowl Gala was most scandalous.
The bunny bug, the turkey trot.
All named after animals. Surely you perceive the irony.
It's fun, Father. A joyful dance is hardly a contradiction.
It's indecent. Taking a woman's arm and swinging it up and down across a parquet floor. Why, in my day, if you attempted anything so vulgar, you were expunged from the social register on the spot.
Maybe there are bigger things to worry about than the family name and the social register, Father. Asquith and the Home Rule question, for example.
The House of Lords will surely reject these flagrant efforts to placate the Irish. You know what happened in Ulster.
Come on, Father. The Unionists don't yet understand that a representative parliament independent of the British Empire may actually be a very good thing one day.
I realise that you are a young man, but you must stop listening to these spurious ideas propagated by the Liberals.
Including dancing.
Especially dancing.
You're no fun. I'm going for a walk, Father.
But the party. The coach will be arriving at 7 o'clock.
And the Hoolan Manse is only 3 miles away. A saunter will give me time to reflect upon the undoubtedly invaluable lessons you're presently trying to impart to me.
Is that a note of sarcasm?
I sing only what my spirit feels.
Oh, very well, son. But if you're not there...
Oh, I'll be there. I know how much this means to you, Father. And if I say yes to something, I always arrive on schedule.
Well, if that's the way you feel, go about your amble.
See you in a few hours, Father.
Ta-ta.
I've seen lots of bonny laddies on my travels way.
Furious ideas propagated by Liberals? You're a fool. He refuses to understand that all human beings are worthy of representation and that we are moving into a new egalitarian world, a world of true freedom. What does he want? A replay of the revolutionaries fighting in Calcutta?
Calcutta? Don't you mean Kolkata?
I'm sorry.
Potato, potato. Tomato, tomato.
That's color holding off.
I was talking to myself. Who are you? And why are you dressed so funny?
Oh, you're one to talk. Look at your threads. A costume ball, a masquerade. Isn't that where we were heading, Ramirez?
It is indeed, Harris.
I'm sorry. Do we know each other?
Say, that's a nice tie. I wouldn't mind seeing how it spills off your neck in the pale moonlight.
Are you with the Bankhurst, perhaps? A suffragette? Look, believe me, I do sympathize with your cause, but you must stop this seductive talk. It's...
unbecoming of a lady.
I didn't mean that, but I...
Now, Thomas, that doesn't exactly jive with what we know about you.
Jive? Wait.
How do you know my name? What do you know about me? Who are you people?
Oh, yeah, Jive. That comes about a decade later.
We really shouldn't be here, Ramirez. We barely escaped the last universe.
I didn't want to kill him.
And you didn't.
Neither did you.
Are you two, highwaymen?
We don't want to rob you. What year is this?
The Edwardian era?
That would be my guess. Before Event Zero?
That's impossible.
King Edward is dead. King George reigns over Britannia now. It is the year 1912.
1912? How in the...
King George... Isn't that... That's the mad one, right?
I think that was two Georges earlier.
Oh, Americans. That explains the casual ignorance and the strange discourse. Look, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm on my way to a party.
Ooh, a party. Mind if we come?
I thought you were going to a costume ball.
We're pretty flexible.
You have to be invited.
Come on, Mr. Thomas Malone. Live dangerously.
What? How do you know who I am?
Because you are the reason we're here, big guy. You're one of the reasons the portals started opening.
The portals?
Another one?
How can that be?
What is that? It's beautiful.
Don't stare at the white light, Mr. Malone.
But it's... It's ungodly. Ethereal.
Yeah, and an entirely different portal. One of many that is going to give you and us some very serious trouble in a few years.
A few years?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Oh, Jesus, not another one.
Another who?
Another him.
Hello there. I'm the receptionist. Strange readings from my electromagnetic scanner. This is most irregular.
I'll say it is. Did he just...
Vanish out of thin air? Why, of course.
Oh, let me guess. Assigned to us? You missed us back in that interdimensional Sahara?
Only one of you. But if there's two of you, surely there should be two of me. That's the way it works. One traveler, one receptionist.
We've been doing okay on our own.
In a manner of speaking.
You haven't transformed?
No, I wouldn't say that.
What's going on here? What do you want with me?
The portal should not have opened here. Excuse me, sir. It is most important that I stay with you, that I guide you.
We're not demons, buddy.
No, you're travelers. What do you remember?
Quite a lot. Although we're down to only 2 days of memory injections.
How many portals have you traveled to? How many travelers have you stopped?
That's a bit like asking a philanderer how many notches she has on her belt.
We don't know.
We lost count.
But we can't do this anymore.
What you do or don't do isn't my decision. But you must stop. We really shouldn't be here.
I don't understand. What's going on here?
Portals. Giant interdimensional holes that open up into other times and other universes.
Starting in 1914.
But that's 2 years from now.
Yes, I know.
We've got to reload our memory injections.
Only if a portal steers us to 2050 or later.
The only time period that can synthesize acetylcholine, assuming we still have our memories to lay out the formula.
Go from the future.
The end of the world.
We were trying to stop it.
I don't understand. I can only serve one traveler at a time. But if there are two of you, there should be two of me. And if this is before the main event...
The main event? Look, who are you people?
I told you, I'm the receptionist.
Harris.
Ramirez.
The receptionist? You receive visitors?
Why, yes.
Thomas, let me lay down all my cards.
She's very good at that.
What is it you play here, whist?
In a few years, there's going to be a big war.
What?
Please, be careful.
It will be known as the Great War, and later, World War I.
You mean there's multiple world wars?
Ooh, the Second World War is even worse than the first!
Come on, Eris, no spoilers.
Well, it's not like he's gonna die or anything.
You're saying that I lived through all of this?
You know Bram Stoker?
Why, yes.
Well, it's a little like Dracula, except you won't be hungering for blood.
Immortality.
Immortality?
You really shouldn't be telling him all this.
What choice do we have? This is where it all starts. He's the one who lives through it all.
Lived through what? War?
It is absolutely vital that you do not enlist. There's going to be a lot of pressure on you to do so.
Everyone and his brother is going to sign up to fight.
And it will be disastrous for everyone.
But if you say no...
You must not tell him all this!
You're asking me to make a choice based on events that haven't happened yet.
Yes, for the good of the universe.
For the good of the future.
For the good of us.
Because we can't kill people anymore.
You're murdering travelers?
Not anymore, goddammit! Have you ever looked in the eyes of someone who doesn't want to die?
Something has turned us very bad.
I was cold before. It was the system that made me that way, but now I can't be that way anymore. I didn't scavenge the flooded cities to become a casual murderer, to become as vile as Kevil in the Telestian Empire. These people had lives in other universes, in other times.
What she said, basically. That's not a portal.
Red light? Oh no! Oh no!
What? What's going on here?
Hello! I am the guard.
The guard?
And you will come with me.
There must be some misunderstanding here.
I'm assigned to guide you, Miss...
You see, I'm the guide. I'm the receptionist.
The boss has been doing a bit of restructuring.
I'm sorry, but who are you exactly?
You don't need to know, buddy.
No, no, no! We must have peaceful guides.
What is going on here?
Here's what's going on.
You killed him!
No, merely an amnesia dart. He won't remember any of this. He'll wake up in an hour, go to his party, and he'll be such a hit that the Malone family line will carry on into the future, fulfilling its destiny. Mr. Malone's brother will be the ancestor of Merrill Malone, who will become an expert on Virginia Gaskell. When the war happens, Thomas Malone will absorb the portal's energies and carry out his duties on the timeline.
But the boss sent me to watch over the travelers. We don't use force.
Hey, buddy, no offense, but your emo look is out of fashion.
Emo look?
You've been producing a steady diet of nothing, receptionist. That's why the boss made me.
But I have served everyone.
And you've done a very good job, receptionist, really. But we need to escalate our tactics. The universes are in great trouble.
But it just requires time.
Time is a luxury that the boss can no longer afford.
Did he tell you that?
The devil is in the details.
So you're his replacement?
Yes. All remaining receptionists will be allowed to serve out their terms of duty, but I'm afraid we won't be hatching any more of you.
What?
But the portal's open for us.
The portal sent us here.
Surely the boss had something to do with that.
And this is the last portal. Well, save one, which you will find out about soon enough. That will open up before Event Zero.
Event Zero?
I think he means the war.
We can't take any more chances. Receptionist, you are allowed to carry out your duties for the rest of your existence. You are assigned to this man.
Me?
Me, I'm assigned to this woman.
Oh, great. Just what I need, a micromanager.
You don't have the right! By what authority?
The boss's authority. Well, folks, that's our ride.
Our ride to where?
The gray area.
You can't! You mustn't! You!
What happened? My head. It feels so light. Was I robbed? I feel like singing.
Where are the lads of the village tonight? Where are the nuts we knew? In Piccadilly, in Leicester Square.
No, no, not there. No, not there. That they hear a police.
You've been listening to Marching Orders, episode 12 of The Gray Area. It was written, produced, and directed by Edward Champion. Philip O'Gorman appeared as Thomas. Charlie Sococcio appeared as Ramirez. Michael Saldati appeared as Harris. Robert Garson appeared as Malone, Graham Rowett appeared as the guard, and Zach Glassman appeared as the receptionist. Sound design, editing, engineering, and mastering by a bald man in Brooklyn who once lost a drinking bet and spent an entire day singing Where Are the Lads of the Village Tonight? If you like what you have heard and you don't want to wait 2 weeks from now for a new episode, consider supporting our program by going to grayareapod.com, that's GRAYAREAPOD, and buying a Season 2 Pass. For only $20, you'll have access to a Season 2 Pass, which will give you instant access to all the remaining episodes, along with copies of all the scripts and all of our behind-the-scenes podcast, Inside the Gray Area. You'll get 1,000 pages of scripts and about 400 minutes of extra bonus material. Think of the Season 2 Pass as a DVD commentary. Buy a Season 2 Pass and you'll be supporting independent audio drama and helping to keep our show alive. That's GrayAreaPod.com. Also, if you enjoyed the show, you can leave us a review at iTunes so that more listeners know of all the wackiness we are brewing up here. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time with the first chapter in our exciting four-part season finale called Pattern Language. The first chapter is called the Tainted Grimace. And if you're wondering why a grin could turn so grim, well, look no further than the two demons who were introduced in the Season 1 prologue. Who are these mysterious fajita demons? Why are they so obsessed with fajitas? Who were they before? And what is actually inside the gray area? We'll have a short preview after these closing credits. But until next time, wherever you are in the universe, be good to yourself and kind to others. Thank you for listening. Next time on The Gray Area.
Honey, are you finished talking to the main course? It won't talk back, you know.
But we can't have our guests dying on us, sweetheart. It sours the festive mood. What in the name of Sam's pearly bicuspids is that?
They're as safe as a pinata just before the kids get their hands on a baseball bat.
Don't listen to him.
Cat, your face.
There isn't any time.
Receptionist!
There was a woman next to him in bed.
Have you heard of fajitas?